This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show, putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, December 6, 2013. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Got a long weekend coming up here of all kinds of craziness, no doubt being planned by our various government and corporate leadership, to use the term loosely here. A lot of stuff to talk about today. Claire will be joining us in the third hour. She may be a few minutes late. She's over at her church on some committee or something, but she's going to be here as close to the top of the hour as possible. So if she's not here, bang on the spot of the top of the hour, have no fear, she'll be joining us. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room today, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. I want to start off with some headlines. Let's see. This was over in the Daily Mail in Great Britain. Giant ice storm freezes half the U.S. Millions battle snowfall in terrible conditions as temperatures hit minus 40. More headlines. Record low temperatures hit Bay Area. 1,122 record cold temps in the U.S. in 1 week. Snow blanket state brings record cold temperatures. Santa Cruz sees record low temperatures Thursday. Overheated Utah blows away low temperature records. One of the worst ice storms in years continues from Texas to Kentucky. And I mention that because, believe it or not, over at that Mother Jones article that was attempting to say that you should listen to climate scientists and carbon Nazis with their computer models and pay no attention to all the meteorologists who are coming forward to say that this whole global warming thing is nonsense, they're still out there trying to argue that they are correct. And some of their arguments are just, they're nonsense. In fact, the last time I peeked on there, they were pushing this one where, you know, climate and weather isn't the same thing. You can have a warming world and the weather will still be cold. In fact, global warming causes cold weather. So I'll tell you what, take a pan of water, put it on the stove on low heat. When it freezes over, get back to me. I mean, some of the stuff they're saying just absolutely does not make any scientific sense whatsoever. A few weeks ago, they were saying the world has gotten warmer, but the heat is hiding at the bottom of the ocean. It's lurking in the deeps, ready to leap out and roast you if you do not pay your carbon taxes. And, of course, completely flies in the face of the principle of convection, where warm water will rise and cold water will sink. And it's, they're just out there, global warming causes massive snowstorms. Not what they were saying 10 years ago. 10 years ago, they were all saying, oh, snow will be a thing of the past. They were predicting Greenland was going to lose all of its ice in just 20 years. And it didn't happen. And they're still trying to figure some way they can bamboozle you and swindle you out of carbon taxes and force you to buy carbon credits and just go into another one of these little money-making schemes. Remember, Al Gore set up his carbon trading scam assisted by Enron's Ken Lay. So the goal of this is to do to planet Earth with carbon dioxide what Enron did to California with electricity, and you remember how bad that was. And there's a lot of money and a lot of reputations on the line, and they're struggling as hard as they can to try and somehow convince you to go on believing them when they say the world is getting warmer. It's all the fault of carbon dioxide, and all the carbon dioxide is the fault of humans. And they're now saying, you know, the EPA has said carbon dioxide is a pollutant. It's a pollutant, and therefore you should pay a pollution tax, which is nonsense. Carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. It exists in nature. Far more carbon dioxide is being put into the atmosphere by this volcano over here yonder, that way, than by all the cars on planet Earth. And they come back and they say, well, carbon dioxide from nature is okay. Carbon dioxide from people is a pollutant. And betrays that attitude that we see in the environmental extremists, that planet Earth and all of its life forms are over here, are part of nature, and these icky-poo humans aren't part of nature. They really do come from that mindset that when beavers build a dam for beavers' purposes, that's okay and that's part of nature, but a dam built by humans for human purposes is not. And it betrays, I think, a high degree of self-hatred in these people. For some reason, whatever, their upbringing, they're on their meds or something like that, they hate themselves and they figure that all humans should hate themselves and just go away and leave planet Earth to be in the balance of nature. And of course, there is no balance of nature. That's a nice romantic concept, but the reality is that nature is chaos. Nature is change. Nature is careening down the corridors of time, colliding with the walls and tripping over the furniture. And it always has and it always will. But I wanted to put that up there because they're still out there pushing this. And the reason they're pushing this, one of the reasons they're pushing this, besides saving their reputations, because they bet their prestige and reputations the world was going to get warmer, and Mother Nature went, ah, don't think so, is because with Obamacare failing to generate the billions and billions of dollars in new tax revenues this government needs to float itself on a little bit longer, they're going to go back to the carbon tax. And they can't wait until next summer when it actually is warm and they can say, oh, wow, look how warm. Oh, it's global warming. They're having to try and resell global warming as we go into another major, hard, record-setting winters. And as a matter of fact, I'm getting a comment here in the chat room. It was minus 10 degrees Fahrenheit in New Mexico this morning. That is insane, insane cold. All right, now. As I mentioned earlier in the week, we're going to be talking about Pearl Harbor, because tomorrow is Pearl Harbor Day, the day that will live in infamy, when we are all taught in school that Japan carried out a sneak attack on Pearl Harbor without any warning, those dastardly Japanese, and we had to go to war against Japan. And as we've come to find out, like so many other excuses for war, it doesn't really withstand close examination. We know they lied about torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. We know they lied about a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. We know they lied about the Lusitania not carrying war munitions. And as a matter of fact, they were lying a great deal about Pearl Harbor. Now, yes, Japan did attack Pearl Harbor, but they were goaded into it. Roosevelt was trying to get America to commit to the war in Europe. And in 1940, a lot of Americans still remembered World War I, and they were adamant, we're not going to get sucked into another one of those European conflicts because of all the people who died in that war. And so Roosevelt needed a dirty trick. He needed a back door. And when Japan signed the Axis Agreement with Germany and Italy, Roosevelt said, aha, if I can somehow trick Japan into war with the U.S., that will automatically allow us to say, ah, we're in the war against Nazi Germany. And so over at the Office of Naval Intelligence, there was this gentleman, Arthur H. McCollum, lieutenant commander. And he was very familiar with the Japanese culture. He had a lot of interaction with Japan when he was growing up. And he crafted a plan of 8 discrete steps, actions the United States could take that wouldn't look all that provocative to the American people, but which would be perceived by the Japanese as horrible insults to their culture based on honor. And Roosevelt, over the course of the early part of 1941, implemented all 8 of those steps and basically placed Japan in a position of having to go into the Dutch East Indies to obtain raw materials they were no longer allowed to buy from the United States. And in order to be able to operate in the Dutch East Indies, Japan had to remove the threat of military intervention by the United States at Pearl Harbor. And you need to remember, prior to Pearl Harbor, the Pacific Fleet wasn't kept in Hawaii because Pearl Harbor was considered indefensible. The fleet was stationed out of San Diego, and one of the provocative acts Roosevelt did was to move the fleet from San Diego to Pearl Harbor. And a lot of the top naval officers at the time said, you can't do that. It's wide open to attack. Why are you putting it out there? You're almost baiting them. Yeah, that's what he was doing. We're going to take a break for commercials here. We'll be back with more about Pearl Harbor after these words from our sponsors.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Now, aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Pearl Harbor. Tomorrow's Pearl Harbor Day. There are going to be all kinds of commemorations here on the island of Oahu. Every year, the sadly dwindling number of veterans of that incident gather at the memorial for the Arizona and get together and shake each other's hands, the Americans and the Japanese, and look at each other and say, how could we have all been so stupid as to fall for this? And as we look back on that, we begin to realize it was just another staged, managed event to motivate the public to go along with an already decided agenda for war. And we're talking about all the evidence of foreknowledge. Now, the story you got from TV and movies and your public school was the Japanese sailed all the way across the Pacific maintaining radio silence, and there was no way the U.S. could know they were coming. And that is absolutely, provably false for a couple of reasons. Here in Hawaii, our main shipping line is the Matson shipping line, and back in 1941, this being the age before jet passenger airplanes took over the tourist part of the economy, the Matson Steamship Company operated a passenger ship, the Lure Line. And the Lure Line was on its way from San Francisco to Honolulu Harbor, and on board the Lure Line was a radio operator named Leslie Grogan. And Leslie Grogan was hearing the Japanese fleet. And the reason that he could do it, and it's been confirmed, radio intelligence listening posts around the Pacific, we'll talk about one of those in a little bit, they were all picking it up, is because the transmitters in Japan sending out instructions to the fleet could be heard by the large battleships and carriers in the fleet that had the room for the large antennas, but they had to retransmit the orders to the smaller ships around them, including ships that were racing to catch up. There was one fueling ship that was broadcasting where it was and where it was going without even bothering to encrypt it. And Leslie Grogan was able to plot on a map in his logbook for the radio log, for the Lure Line, where the fleet was and where it was going day after day after day as the Lure Line came into Honolulu Harbor. And the Lure Line pulled into Honolulu Harbor on December 4th, 1941, 3 days before the attack. And Leslie Grogan contacted the Pearl Harbor Office of Naval Intelligence, and he turned over all of his logbooks and everything to them. Now, in the Naval Archives, there is a record of the logbook having been there, but the logbook itself, of course, long ago vanished. Now, regarding the radio intercept stations, many years ago I made a video, and it's on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, called The Bones of Station H. And in 1941, the United States maintained a radio listening post over on the windward side of Oahu. It's in an area that's now Hiya State Park. And it was intercepting radio messages on the shortwave bands from all over the Pacific. This is before communication satellites, where everybody had to bounce their signals off the ionosphere, and anybody in that hemisphere with the antennas could pick the messages up. And it has surfaced since then that on November 25th, Station H intercepted Admiral Yamamoto's order to the fleet to sail into Hawaiian waters and be prepared to strike. Now, that message was taken from Station H and driven over to Station Hypo, which was a decryption center in Pearl Harbor. And it was decoded because it's now been confirmed the U.S. had broken the Japanese naval code years before Pearl Harbor actually happened. And the message was then forwarded on to Roosevelt at the White House. But under orders from Roosevelt, the message was not copied to Hawaii's commanders, Admiral Kimmel and General Short. They were intentionally kept in the dark about what was going on. And so the attack was coming in and coming in, and there were all these indicators. In fact, the Army Board review of Pearl Harbor in 1944 concluded everything the Japanese were planning to do was known to the United States. In August of 1941, a British double agent, Dusko Popov, codenamed Tricycle, handed the entire plan for the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor to the FBI. And they dismissed it and said, oh, it's too complete, it's too good. We think it's a fake, we're not going to pay any attention to this. Or at least that's what they told Tricycle. Roosevelt wanted the attack. He needed the attack. He needed Japan to make the first overt move in order to enrage America into supporting the war agenda. So the remains of that listening station here on Oahu are actually still there. And we documented them. If you go over to Hiye State Park, the concrete foundations of the radio intercept station and the concrete foundations for two of the three antenna towers are still visible. And they're still there. Now, even the BBC did a documentary called Sacrifice at Pearl Harbor, in which they go in and look at all the evidence that the United States government, specifically Franklin Roosevelt, not only knew the Japanese were coming to attack Pearl Harbor, but they withheld it from the Japanese commanders because Roosevelt needed it to look like a surprise attack. And they sent all the modern aircraft carriers and their modern escorts out to sea to the south, well away from the reach of the Japanese. What was left here in Pearl Harbor was essentially older ships that were sort of at the end of their useful life. In fact, the Arizona's sister ship, the USS Utah, had already been pulled from combat status and was being used for training. It wasn't even combat worthy. Basically, they left a bunch of junk in Pearl Harbor to get bombed, along, of course, with all those innocent sailors and other personnel who were killed in the attack, to get the requisite bloody shirts to enrage America into the war. Now, a few months ago, we had a story about a gentleman named Dan Vanderdat, who wrote in The Guardian that Captain Eric Nave died at the age of 94, nice life, and turned out he was the guy who broke the Japanese naval code 2 years before the attack on Pearl Harbor. So there is no question that U.S. cryptographers and British cryptographers knew the attack was coming. In all the material about Pearl Harbor, which most of it was declassified in 1994 and used as source material for Commander Robert B. Stinnett's book, Day of Deceit, there is one message that is still classified to this very day, and that is Winston Churchill's communication to Roosevelt on November 26th. I think we can guess what is in there that would simply blow the lid off this idea that somehow this was a surprise attack. Because it wasn't. And now in this age of Saddam's non-existent nuclear weapons, Assad's non-existent chemical weapon attack on his own people, we understand that all wars are started with lies, fraud, and deception, whether it's the Gleiwitz attack, burning of the Reichstag, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. We know wars are started with lies and deception because usually the real reasons for the wars are something the people are not going to go along with, propping up the dollar, forcing a nation back onto private central banking. And we look back at all of the obvious evidence that Pearl Harbor was a concocted hoax to trick Americans into war by goading the Japanese into an attack and then portraying that attack as a completely unexpected surprise. I'm going to take a break for some commercials. We will be right back.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again.
877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here now. Jeffrey in North Carolina. Aloha, Jeffrey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking about the ACA Act. A lot of the situation where they're saying they're correcting the website because of October 1st. And it seems to me I've heard a lot of things. I listen to your radio show, and I listen to Alex Jones and a lot of other radio shows that speak about it. And it seems like it's mostly it wasn't meant to work by what people saying. It wasn't meant to work, but it was meant to rip people off. It doesn't have a security system and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'd just like to say that, you know, people don't believe in visions, and I much less think of them as more like a more pronounced type of dream that's showing you something, but you don't really have any idea. And I saw something that looked like a bunch of business guys that had suits on, and they were about around the pit, and a guy was standing over the pit. And they were just, like, being thrown into the pit, being consumed. But I noticed the individual that looked like pretty much like the president we have of today. And then I'm thinking, well, if this is a crash and burn website, this would be the perfect thing. But also, too, I have, like, a prediction. There's two of them, if I can say them and get them on the air.
Well, okay, but make them brief.
Okay. Well, it's not very long. I hear people say that the future of America may be over in 10 or 12 years. I'll give it a 2 year.
Mm-hmm.
2014, and in 2015, I believe it would be all over with. The second vision that will probably say that if America wants to recover from anything and wants to do anything right now, they would either have to stand up to this. I know people say, well, we don't want to use violence, but if they have a chance to do it against us, then, you know, the revolution that happened in the past, they were willing to die for it. I mean, if America is not willing to die for their future, for their kids, what other choice could you have but 2 years left in this country?
Well, first of all, with regard to your first prediction, I think a lot of people are thinking exactly the same thing, and we could see the collapse happen literally at any time with all the new emerging scandals, the financial shenanigans that are coming out. We're seeing the Plunge Protection Team do their traditional Friday massaging the stock market to a happy ending, supposedly on gloriously wonderful job reports, which are really just based on Christmas holiday shopping season hiring. But as far as the second part of it, the reason to avoid some kind of a violent confrontation with the federal government is that is what the federal government would like to have happen. They're prepared to deal with that. They've been buying guns and hollow point ammunition and armored cars. They are prepared to put down an armed rebellion in this country, which is why that is absolutely the very last thing that we should be considering at this point. Only a fool fights the war the opposition is prepared to fight and win. What I think is going to happen is we're going to see the United States come crashing down the way the former Soviet Union did. And at that point, Americans need to be prepared and ready to stand up and say, we will decide the future course of this nation. And that we keep talking about the blueprint for the new America, and I'm trying to get that finished up so we can get that out there for people to look at. And we basically need to stand up and say, we're going to go back to most of what's in the Constitution and the first 13 amendments. You know, we got obviously in this electronic age, we can get rid of the Electoral College. We can look at direct participatory democracy for the major decisions of the nation, such as using taxpayer money to bail out banks and going off to war. And obviously the most important thing that we need to do when we stand up and decide for ourselves what the new country is going to be is no more private central banks issuing the public currencies alone at interest, because that is a recipe for eventual national suicide, and it has happened in every single nation that has had such a banking system. So, again, I think a lot of people who are out here in the independent media, who are out there speaking truth to power, they are willing to die to save the future of this country. They're risking their lives, risking their careers, certainly risking any kind of a semblance of a material success by getting out there and saying this nation is headed in a bad direction. And there have been some people, like Michael Hastings, who've paid that final price. So don't confuse the lack of violence with an unwillingness to risk one's life for the future of this nation, okay?
Okay.
All right, and thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And moving on here, I have to tip my hat a little bit here at John Stewart. For a while, I was sort of blowing lukewarm on him. He seemed to be complying with certain invisible lines that the corporate media says thou shalt not cross. But over this last week, I've noticed both John Stewart and The Daily Show and The Colbert Report displaying a lot more courage and a willingness to go after some of our society's sacred cows, meaning corporate leadership and vested political power. And John Stewart on his Wednesday show was just hitting it out of the ballpark. He did a segment on the difference between corporations and people. Went on to talk about this Blackstone credit default swap swindle which is clearly dishonest and yet under the current laws of the United States was legal for them to do. Now, for those of you who haven't picked up on it, Blackstone took out a credit default swap regarding money owned by a European gambling corporation to a third party. That's one of the problems with credit default swaps. Under regular insurance, you can insure your own home against a fire, but you're not allowed to insure your neighbor's house against fire because you're going to go over there at night with a can of gasoline and a flare and burn the place down to make some money. And that's what Blackstone did here. Blackstone offered to loan this gambling company $100 million on the condition that it default on its loan to the other creditor, which triggered the default swap, and Brookstone made something like $15 million over this defaulting of a loan that Brookstone was neither the borrower nor the lender. And this is one of the ways these credit default swaps get abused. It's one of the reasons we had this disaster in 2008. And it's clearly dishonest and unethical, but right now it happens to be legal here. So John Stewart correctly pointed out the corporate media isn't reporting on these things. Oh, it's all car crash and celebrity news and how to rappel like Santa Claus and Santa's sleigh is accompanied by F-18s on the military simulation. We're being conditized here as more and more of this very obvious corporate piracy is revealed. And so the shows are definitely worth watching now. I'm sure probably most of you are watching them anyway. But I just noticed in the last week, they just seem willing to go a lot closer to that edge. And so I have to applaud and say, well done. Well done over there. Now, again, getting back to the economy, the stock market is up. It's doing very well. We're having our end of the week massage for the happy ending. And let me see, look at the current numbers here right now. It's back up. The Dow's back up over 16,000. Got to keep it up at that number here. And supposedly it is because the U.S. unemployment rate hits a five-year low. A lot of people found jobs in November. Huzzah, huzzah, the economy is on the mend. No, it isn't. We're in the holiday shopping season, and retail hires a lot of temporary seasonal retail help to deal with the holiday shopping surge, which isn't surging as much as they were hoping. And all those jobs are going to vanish in January. Now, as far as the claim that the unemployment rate has hit a five-year low, that is completely unsupported because we know this government has been manipulating the jobless rate. We know the real unemployment rate is closer to 40%. And the government says, oh, it's down here, you know, 7%, 8% through arbitrary definitions of what constitutes a job, what constitutes loss of a job, and simply declaring that those people who have been out of work for so long, they no longer qualify for any kind of unemployment benefits. They're simply dropped off the list completely and not counted as unemployed, even though clearly they are without employment. So this idea that things are getting better, you should go on out and start shopping at the mall, it's just more government propaganda. Now, when we come back from this upcoming commercial break, we're going to be talking about the saber-rattling that we're seeing with China, comments that we are continuing to hear from Washington, D.C. about how China is a dire, mortal threat to the United States, in the context of the yuan's growing displacement of the U.S. dollar in international trade. And we're seeing already the signs that the U.S. is seriously moving forward, trying to provoke China into a war and make it look like it's China's fault. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 $4 guests, three fell automakers, two melting ice caps, and the Fear Mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And over on Fox News, they're running a story about how athletes, high school athletes in particular, when they play their sports at higher altitudes, they are less likely to suffer concussions. And I'm sure that's important to the athletes here, but I'm feeling like we're being conditized again. And that's a red warning sign here. We're going to grab a phone call before we get on to the subject of China. Rick in Florida. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today? Rick, are you there? Well, I guess not. I must have. Boy, that was fast. Anyway. Getting on to China, now we have been seeing a flood of corporate media propaganda trying to bash China, demonize China. They're bad, they're evil, they're oppressing their people, they're full of Al-Qaeda, they have weapons of mass destruction. That last one is true, and you should keep that in mind. And Joe Biden has come out declaring the United States does not recognize China's air defense zone over the disputed Sakhalin Islands. Now, remember, back in 2008, Japan and China were in peaceful negotiation to develop and share the resources in that area. They were going to do it peacefully. Yeah, there's enough for everybody. You have some, we'll have some, we'll pay half the development, you pay half the development. We'll all do very well. And then all of a sudden, the United States starts meddling and telling Japan, no, no, those are all yours. We recognize those islands are yours. And just starts ratcheting up the tension, sending in military forces to the area, sailing warships off the Chinese coast, which, by the way, was one of the eight steps in Arthur H. McCollum's plan to provoke Japan into attacking the United States, was parading U.S. warships right off the coast of Japan, which was a serious diplomatic insult to the emperor. And now they're doing it again with China. So China declared this air defense zone over the Sakhalin Islands. The U.S. promptly flew a couple of B-52s through there to rattle the sabers. China has warships in the area. The U.S. has warships in the area. They're trying to ratchet up some kind of an incident. What the U.S. wants is a war with China and to somehow make it look like China's fault. Because the real goal, the real agenda behind all the coming bloodshed and possible nuclear conflict is to stop the yuan from displacing the U.S. dollar as the international trade and reserve currency. Even though the yuan is a very strong, dependable currency backed up by a very strong manufacturing economy, and the U.S. dollar is this overinflated piece of paper that is not backed up by anything but future tax earnings of Americans who can no longer pay those taxes because all of the manufacturing jobs they used to use to pay taxes are gone. If the U.S. can get a war with China going, the U.S. can diplomatically tell the rest of the U.S. allies, don't do business with China anymore. The U.S. can write off all that debt owed to China and just say, we don't have to pay that off. We're at war with you now. We're going to balance the books, you know, with a war here. We're going to erase all that red ink on the trade imbalance with the red blood of our soldiers. And that's really what's going on. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Rick in Florida, I guess we regained our connection. Rick, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. You know, it seems so strange to me that they would be taking, you know, China to the bullpen to try to get them into a fight when they rely on China to buy our treasury bills, our debt, and everything else.
Well, China stopped doing that. China has stopped doing that.
That's what it is, then.
Yeah,
you know, that's what it is. You know, all they have to do is take that the Iraqi dinar, put it on the forex, peg it to the dollar, and they can keep this fraud going for another decade. But they're so myopic in what they want to do. They're so hell bent on getting involved in World War III. It's breathtaking.
Well, see, the thing is, in Iraq, they're trying to basically phase out Iraq's dinar, and certainly in terms of the oil industry in Iraq, the oil is being traded for the U.S. dollar. That's that whole petrodollar deal,
right,
to make sure that the world's resource-rich areas only sell their resources for the U.S. dollar, so that anybody who wants to buy those resources has to come to the United States of America and either borrow at interest U.S. dollars from the Federal Reserve or trade real manufactured goods and real agricultural produce to get dollars to go buy the resources. And, of course,
right,
that increases the price of those resources to those nations because the U.S. has taken a huge piece of the action. And that's really what's going on. And when we hear all this talk coming out of Washington about how China is a mortal threat to the United States, they're not talking about China actually coming over here and killing us in our beds, although I'm sure that'll be part of the imagery the propaganda will resort to. They're talking about the fact that yuan has that China has a very powerful, functioning manufacturing economy. They're the best manufacturers in the world right now. And people who trade in the yuan know that they can go to China with the yuan and actually get something of value in exchange for it. And China has signed 8 treaties with other nations for direct currency swaps without going through the U.S. dollar. And more countries are turning to the yuan. The yuan has now gone past the euro in terms of international trade, and it's now in second place behind the dollar and closing rapidly. And that's why there's this rush to try and get some kind of hostility with China. so the U.S. can say, don't you do business with China. They're our enemy now. We're at war. Don't you use the yuan. Here's, we will loan you plenty of dollars so you can go on conducting your commerce.
It seems to be some of the parallels of, like, the fall of Rome, part two. And since we're talking about the fall
Absolutely.
Of Rome. Since we're speaking about the fall of Rome, part two, my phone has been blowing up over something domestically that's going on right now. Have you been made aware that President Obama has ordered all the U.S. flags to be at half stealth for Nelson Mandela?
It's probably going to confuse a lot of people because they also ordered the flags to half staff for Pearl Harbor.
Yeah,
does that mean they're
going
to run them all the way down to the ground?
Right. I didn't know Nelson Mandela was a U.S. citizen or a servicemen or a statesman, and I thought he belonged to the ANC.
I don't really have a problem with that. I mean, he's certainly one of the major figures, an icon, good, bad, or indifferent. He had an influence on the world, and I don't have a problem with lowering the flags to half staff for Nelson Mandela. I really don't. Okay.
I know later on I understand that, but initially, I mean, ANC communist affiliations. You know, the bombs going off in restaurants and taking credit.
Well, I mean, you know, President Obama's real father, Frank Marshall, was an avowed communist. I mean, you know, that was then. This is now.
Right.
And I get tired of people throwing around the word communist as if we're still, you know, in the glory days of the Cold War in the 1950s and 1960s, where they just have to say the word communist and we'll soil ourselves. Those days are gone.
True.
Okay.
Right. That's absolutely true. Well, Michael, I wish you the best. I'm so glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back as well. Thank you for the phone call. I'm going to switch over to John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Yeah. Just talking about the Iran lending $1 billion.
Okay, John. Are you on a speakerphone? Because I can barely understand you. Or have you been into that Mongay rum a little too much?
Maybe I should have written closer to the microphone.
I can't.
Is that better?
It's a little better, yeah. How's that?
Yeah. Okay, when Lindenwood is jumping ship.
Actually, it isn't better, John. I cannot hear you. Hang up and try and call back again and see if you can connect because I really cannot understand what you're saying, and I'm sorry. You know, wonderful technology here in the 21st century. It's also value engineered. It just is not going to work here. Now then, speaking of Nelson Mandela, and everyone's going on, you know, about, oh, he spent all those years and, you know, 27 years imprisoned on Robben Island and what a terrible abuse it was. And it's a little hypocritical for the U.S. to be eulogizing him now and admittedly for lowering the flags to half mast, because as it turns out, it was the Central Intelligence Agency that arranged for Nelson Mandela's 1962 arrest. They had infiltrated an agent into the ANC's inner circle, who basically did the Judas Iscariot number on Mandela and said, there he is, go get him, and they arrested him. Playing both sides. It's amazing stuff. Now, getting over to Israel and Palestine. Oh, there's the music. We got to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and news stories, and we'll be back with all kinds of other stuff in hour number two of our program. We'll be right back.